W-A-8-K-I-M repeater wires X net will start in 5 minutes. Connecting wires X to CQ America now.
This is KB9LFZ.
This is WA8KIM, wires X, connected to 21000.
The last station, come again.
WA8KIM, repeater.
WCGLV, standing by for the net initial.
Good evening. The time is 8 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM. X.
CQ, on all stations, this is K1GGS, Kilowatt 1 Golf, Golf Sierra. Take control for the Fusion Technical Information Net. This net meets every Saturday at this time on this node. I'd like to thank everybody for coming aboard today. What we're going to do today is have a little roll call by areas. We'll go East Coast, Midwest, and the West Coast, and then we'll pick up stations anywhere else in the world. We'll do a little thing of announcements and information, and then we'll have a rundown of everybody that's checked into the net, see if anybody has any comments or questions or whatever. So, well, let's get started. Stations on the East Coast, K1GGS.
Net control, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango, from U4 VGE, Florida. Good evening to everyone, back to net control.
Whiskey 2, Golf Arena Delta, W2GLD, name is Jerry, in Pinckney, Michigan.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Kilo India Mike, Eagle, Michigan.
Benjamin in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, I got KA4GNT, W2GLD, WAIK, sure, screwed up every time. I'll get it right here, WAKIM. And there's a station in Columbus, Georgia where I missed the call sign.
Call is Kilo Baker 9 Lima Foxtrot Zulu KB9LFZ. How copy?
KB9LFZ K1GGS 11 clear. You get cut off and all I got was the Columbus the first half. Sorry. Any other stations on the East Coast for the Fusion at K1GGS?
Kilo Charlie 4, X-Ray Tango, Knoxville, Tennessee. Name is Lyman, no traffic.
K KC4XD, K1GGS, roger, thank you. We have the stations on the East Coast.
Kilo 8, Sierra Romeo, Bravo.
K8SRV, K1GGS, roger. Okay, any stations in the Midwest for the Fusion Net, K1GGS?
KC0ITF, Jason La Junta, Colorado.
KC0ITF, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations in the Midwest? Whiskey 4 Bravo Zulu Mike. Roger. Any other stations? Any stations on the coast? K1GGS for the Fusion Net.
K7WZM, Mount Standard Time, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
W7QA, Snohomish, Washington.
KA7WZM, W7QA, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations on the West Coast?
Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha, Mountain Time Zone, Wyoming, no traffic or...
WB5HVH, South Coast, Texas, no comment.
WA8KIM.
N7BJD in Bakersfield, no comment.
W5HVH and K7BJD. Roger. There's another station trying to get in. I'm getting nothing but static. I think the call sign, maybe it's N5YSQ or someone coming in maybe through his repeater or something. I want to try again. N5YSQ, we're just getting nothing but static. You might check your baud rate and see if you're at 9600. We discovered a couple of weeks ago that we weren't all compatible. Sometimes it didn't work right. So you might just check that and see if that's what you set at, and if you're not, set it on that and try it again.
Russ, we're here and I'm fine on our end here. It's Chris Wilson, N0CSW. N0CSW, he's checking in from the Hamfest in Texas. ATGLD.
Okay, yeah, I'm just getting static here for some reason, but he's up probably up north here. There's a big Hamfest up there, and I think he's involved in that today, so. Very good, well, I don't know what it is, Chris. We'll just have to get someone to relay for you. So, I don't know why. Why don't I try one more time and see what happens?
Yeah, Chris, you're loud and clear here in Michigan on digital. So I'm not sure what that's all about. You're loud and clear on the Midwest East Coast area.
Yeah, I'm hearing him loud and clear over here in Newport Richey, Florida. Good to hear you out there, Chris.
This is WAAKM. I'm hearing the same thing that Net Control is. Rusty there, I'm getting just digital sound. It's not static, it's digital sound. But I'm in analog. But at any rate, this is it's happened before. Anyway, back to Net, WAAKM.
Okay, looks like we got Chris in there. I guess he's using the call sign of N5YBQ, I think is what I heard you say. So we'll keep track of him. Welcome aboard, Chris, and now I have to be careful about what I say. Oh, well. All right, let's see. Any other stations on the West Coast, K1GGS, for the Fusion now?
Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha, Mountain Time Zone, Wyoming, no traffic.
K7DRA, K1GGS, or roger. Okay, any other stations anywhere in the United States that would like to check into the Fusion Net? K1GGS?
This is W0ZZ Sugar, Fred, La Junta, Colorado. Over.
W0ZZS, K1GGS, or roger. Okay, any stations outside of the United States that would like to join the net?
JA2, Romeo, Zulu, Foxtrot.
JA2, Romeo, Juliet, Foxtrot, K1GGS, roger. Welcome aboard. Anybody else? Okay, don't hear anybody tonight. Does anyone have any announcements or information for the net?
W2GLD with a quick board for the pin map again.
W2GLD, K1GGS, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Rusty. I'm going to W2GLD. I'm managing the pin map with all the Yaesu system fusion repeaters and Wires X nodes on it. And we've made some really good progress of getting a lot of the nodes up there. There's still quite a few states that are missing. I'm getting to them as I can get through the repeater book database and add them. But if you can send submissions in, that's really helpful because I'm finding that the repeater book database is not 100% accurate. We know of at least 100 repeaters so far that were not in repeaterbook.com, even though they're fusion repeaters and actively on the air. So the link can be found at the Yaesu System Fusion Group on Yahoo. The link is there and how to contact me with the information and the format of the information if needed. In addition, it's on the Yaesu USA Facebook page. We've got quite a few more submissions for those guys. And it's open to any repeater or node in the world, so we'd like to start populating outside of the affiliate as well to try to get that information up there. So appreciate everybody's help with the project. It's coming along well. Trying to get those other states in there, so as time permits, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, and a few others are still missing quite a few repeaters from the map. But we'll get those added as quickly as we can here. So that's about it. Back to net. If anybody has any questions, feel free to send me an email. My call sign is good on QRZ, and my email address on QRZ is good as well. W2GLB, back to net.
W2GLV, K1GGS, right, yeah, yeah, that was the second thing I had on my list to cover. You took it out of my mouth, that's good. The other thing is, I think part of the problem with the repeater book is that anybody can enter information. That's good and bad. If people put stuff in and it's incorrect, it may stay incorrect. If the repeater owner puts it on, that might be more likely to be correct. But I know there's a lot of repeater owners that don't have time or are not interested in doing that, so I'm not sure which way is the best way to go. I guess you have to live with a little bit of strange information, but anyway, W2GLD's map is probably going to be better when he gets it done, or even right now it's probably better. So well, thank you very much for going through and doing that. I have a lot of stuff here in my notes that I was going to talk about, but most of it is comments that Chris made at the last conference he was at. He's on the repeater. W2GLD, can you call Chris and have him, if he's got time, sort of run down what's coming on here, and those of us that hear static will be in the mild. W2GLD, go ahead.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, real quick before I turn over to Chris, on the misinformation that's in the repeater book, they actually have a couple of issues that I've worked with Aaron about. One is the database administrators are not properly checking the flags appropriately. But moreover, there's a database issue where a user may submit that they are a YSF repeater, but it's not being flagged in the update, and so it's overlooked completely. So the best way to let me do this is to get the pin map up to date, pretty much concentrating solely on that, but if there's information that needs to be added, to a repeater book, I'm a city admin here in Michigan, so I'm trying to get them added across the country, and there's been quite a few admins across the country that have been very gracious to work with me to get those taken care of. So we'll get them synced up and get some correct information out there. Just going to take a little bit of time here. But I need help from you guys in the community as well. So there's a lot of question mark repeaters out there. Those question marks indicate that I don't know what mode the repeater is operating in, whether it's auto-fixed FM or whatever. If I could get some submissions on those, that would be really helpful to clear up a lot of those question marks. Anyway, I'll send over Chris, N0CSW from W2GLD. See if we can get you heard on that. We're hearing you flying in digital, but it sounds like analog users are getting some kind of static or noise, so I'm not sure how you're connected to the repeater there. But N0CSW from W2GLD, go ahead and grab it. Okay, W8KIM, W2GLD, were you hearing static there, or did you actually hear Chris's audio?
KK4JRWS, KI4BWS.
This is W8KIM. I just heard the digital noise again. I'm firing up my digital node now just so I can hear the audio anyway. But just static on my analog node. But Rusty, K1GGS, is also digital, so there's just some kind of inconsistency. But that's what I'm hearing, W-A-K-I-M.
Hearing the same thing here.
From all, I'm in Elk. I live on Elk Ridge or Elk Garden, Virginia.
Static only in Tennessee.
Okay, yeah, let's hold it there. Chris, N0CSW, WTGLD. I'm not sure what the deal is. Some digital nodes, I'm sorry, the analog nodes are hearing nothing but digital noise. It sounds like the digital nodes are hearing, most of the digital nodes are hearing it fine, so I'm not sure what the scoop is there, how you guys have it connected. But we hear you fine here, you heard fine in Florida, but the analog users are having some difficulty with the static.
Well, I'm sorry I can't pull you out up here, but I appreciate the comeback. This is Kilowatt, Kilowatt 4, Juliet Romeo Whiskey.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I popped back in here on analog. Everybody should be able to hear me now.
WAAKM, hear you loud and clear, Chris.
Hear you good in Wyoming, Chris.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, it seems like something's going on with the dual watch here, so I'll have to debug that in a minute. But yeah, just to throw some stuff out there, we have two new radios coming out, the FTM-400XD and the FT-1XDR, or excuse me, FTM-400XDR. We threw some upgraded GPSs in them, and can't wait to get them to see if there's anything else different. I believe they went with a new series of relays in them, so that's one thing good to look for. I've been told that's last time I was in Japan, that was changed. And November 29th is the release date for the wire software. We got some beta software we're testing here at VACU USA and getting ready to release that. So that's all part of the package, and everything's working up to my standards, so I'm pretty happy about that.
This is WAAKIM. I just thought I'd throw something out there. I am running a TX gain at the TX96 on the HRI. Don't know if that's influencing anything. To where the default is usually TX12.
Code wires X.
VR with the XD module and the FTM-400XD, is Yaesu going to consider some kind of upgrade path to possibly send in existing radios and have them upgraded to meet the new hardware specs for the newer models coming out, or some type of upgrade program?
We hope so, and you guys know what, I just got back some digital noise. I checked the software version here, so I think that it looks like it's older wire software that I'm running, some pretty old stuff. But yeah, I'm hoping there's going to be an upgrade program. Checking into that. That's not something I'm going to know until after October 28th, though.
Net control, I got a question there for Chris, Kilo India 4, Golf, November Tango.
WA8K.
Yes, I'm copying you fine, no problem, and I'm copying Chris also, no problem. Good evening there to everybody, especially to Chris out there. It's good to hear you. Love you, by the way. Chris, are you going to talk about the VCC, what you put out there? I got the email that Mike Casey 9NSA put out there. But I think since you were there and you talked about a couple of things there, I think it'll be good for the group here to hear about. KF4GNT to Chris Wilson.
Yep, the big announcement at the DCC was the November 29th date that Japan has given me for the release of the software for the repeater. And towards mid-November, we're going to know some more. They're going to send me some more details on it. So right now, I know the software works, and it's working pretty good. One way that it does run is you can run a node at your house and point it towards your repeater and give it wires X access. So you don't actually need internet access at the site. So that's going to be a lot of fun, especially for people that haven't been able to get internet access out to the site.
Excellent.
Sounds really good, Chris, and we're looking forward to this. It's going to be a big upgrade, and I think it's going to improve the system considerably, although it's pretty well, it works pretty good as it is now. And I want to welcome you to the net, and we'll meet here every Saturday, so if you're running around and like to check in, we're glad to have you. And it's good to get the news right from the quote horse's mouth and Pope rather than second, third, and fourth hand. So anyway, anybody have any report on the, I can't remember the name of that thing, the dongle that's coming out? I've seen a couple of good reports that it's working well, and it looks like they got about 120 people with pre-orders down there in Florida for it, so anybody have anything new on that? K1GGS? Okay, I guess not at the moment, but that's good. Is there any other stations that would like to join the net, a fusion net, K1GGS?
KWSL. Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo.
Okay, I believe that was K8WSL and VE7LEE. Thank you for coming aboard. Anybody else? Let's see, there's a station on the VA7REF repeater asking if Chris could take questions. I guess he's saying yes, he can, so... do you want to do it by text messages, or do you want to ask him over the ear, Brian?
Well, I'm just typing it in right now. I'll ask over the air. Hello, Chris. This is Ted Lee. We met over at Dayton, and we met over at Seaside. So my question is, in order to fix the system fusion wire ZEX problem, so that the wire... X, well, so that the system fusion can work in full auto mode. Is this an actual, the upgrade that's coming out on November the 29th, is that an upgrade to the system fusion firmware and not to the wires X? Can you confirm that, please? Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo.
N0 CSW. Yeah, it's going to be an upgrade to the firmware on the, the DR1 itself and the WiresX software.
Okay, just to let you know, also all stations monitoring, we're having a minor earthquake right now in Vancouver here. I feel the house trembling while we're talking. So it's a minor earthquake. But anyways, okay, thank you there. I just want to confirm that, so I will hold off on my system fusion upgrade until November the 29th. Thank you there for the answer, VE7LEE.
Hey, this is K1GGS for the Fusion Net. Anybody else have any questions for Chris while he's out here?
KV9LFZ.
Go ahead, Kim. The station calling with a question, go ahead.
And parse of what's going on, everyone has different audio levels, but I got to sit there and try and synchronize but the same control. But anyway, I would like to know, I don't know if this is general questions or something, well, let me ask you this before I go on to it. Is this general questions or is this specific questions about a specific setup?
Yeah, go ahead with your question.
Okay. We just got a couple of YSF repeaters in the area. A couple of them, actually all of them, with the exception of one, are AMS. Name it out. I would like to know on the accessory jacks on the bat, the accessory and the external controller jack that's on the bat. There is the packet data output. I'd like to know if those are, what coming over those, if there is an analog signal coming in or an FM signal and an FM signal. Is that going to be, is it going to be the analog audio signal, or is it going to be something else? And the same thing goes with, oh, let's see here, which number of ports is it? The discriminators. I'm assuming that the, let me see, that the discriminators here are going to, if it's a C4FM coming in, it's going to directly output that. What I want to do is know, without hopefully I've brought too much confusion, is if when a dual face is coming in, if one of these connectors on the back of the accessory connector or control connector will output analog audio regardless of C4FM or regular FM on the receiver.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, is there anybody that is familiar with these that can answer the question? K1GGS.
Output, just regular, you know, regular audio like it is right now, encoded digital bit. And when you're in analog mode, you'll actually get the analog audio. So we don't know exactly what the I.O. portions are going to be at this point.
Okay, do you copy that okay?
Actually, no, I didn't. I heard something with something being worked on, and no, repeat that again.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Could you repeat your answer again? You didn't get it that time, I think. You may be coming in on Echo Link, I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, I had some strange audio there, but yeah, at this point, all the audio on back of the repeater is going to stay the same. So nothing should change as far as audio goes. Some push talks that might change, but right now, as far as audio in and audio out, should all work just the same way.
Okay, did you copy that answer? Go ahead.
This hearing, let's just say a case example on the test report, and I'm going to assume that the RX for the back data output, let's just say that for example, as well as the discriminator out, which that kind of makes sense, is, well, let's just say the audio frequency out here on pin 9 of the external controller connector. So what the receiver is hearing is what's going to come out these connectors. So if it's FM beta, then analog audio is going to come out. But if on, let's just say on the AF out here, pin 9 of the external controller, if someone is using the C4FM, then it's just going to be the C4FM data. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. There's a little bit of noise in the background around the transmission. But hey, I'm going to jump over this chat screen for a second if you want to ask me. And I got to run here, just kind of testing this thing out, make sure it was going. But, I will try to hit you guys up here on the weekend. I've got my note at home running from time to time, so I'll connect up. I can jump in here and say hi from time to time. This is N0CSW. We'll be standing by.
N0CS, K1GGS, Roger, Chris, thank you very much for coming aboard, and I will sell some equipment. I assume you're up in Northern California there at the conference, though. That's 73.
K1GGS, K4D, and C, comment?
Go ahead,
Eli. Okay, very good. Chris, I think that a good suggestion to you is that the folks that are having a little bit of trouble, whether it's a XYZ problem, if you type in the text section your answer, I guess that will help a lot. And if somebody has the same question, all they gotta do is look up the question there, text area, I'm sorry, and they'll have the answer. Just a suggestion there. I know it might be a little bit more work there for you, Chris, but I think that will help a lot. KF4GNT, Newport Richey, Florida, back in the control.
Okay, K4GNG, K1GGS, thank you, very good. Okay, it's at 5:30 now, we've got a lot of people in here, so let's go through, I'll just ask, does anybody have any questions today, tonight? Chris has probably been, gone off to sell some radios and hit up some of the guys at the show, so if anybody has any questions they'd like to ask, maybe someone in the next could give you a hand. So are there any stations with questions or comments for that? K4HR, go ahead.
Good evening, and hello to everyone in the nest. Got, I was getting some interference earlier when Chris was talking, digital noise and whatnot. I was just wondering if anybody could go over the highlights of what he said quickly about the videos that are coming out and what highlights they might have on them.
Okay, the highlights basically were that on the 129th, especially the release of the new firmware for the DR1X and the Layers X boxes that will allow a bunch of magic things to happen. We'll have to wait and see for sure what comes out, but that's the date to plan for. So there'll be an upgrade to the Layers X and the DR1X. We'll allow you to use wireless through the repeater, so that's probably one of the things that are with it, right?
Okay, was there any other, I thought I heard somebody something about a change to the 400 or a new 400 or something coming out?
Yeah, I didn't get that. That was when he was coming through Stratton. I think there was a new, I think there was a new 400 XDR coming out, and has an upgrade to a GPS was the name, and then there's another radio before that. It was a portable, I think. It's simply the one portable.
FT1 XDR. Basically the same thing. The FT1 XDR and the FM400 XDR will have upgraded GPSs and
okay, great. I appreciate it. KF4HR.
Anybody else any comments or questions for the net?
KC is ITF.
KCLITF, KGGS, all right.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Well, we just got back from a formal meeting of the Colorado Council of Amateur Clubs, and Colorado is quite the DMO, so they had some criticisms of the fusion system that it was occupying the same or more bandwidth than an analog repeater, according to some of the studies done by the Utah groups, and also that But I guess when some of the people of the council asked you directly what the emissions designated with the FCC was, they claimed that the EASA refused to answer. So perhaps that's a question for a crisp answer in the text. What is the emission designator of Fusion Digital? Back in that KC0ITF. Okay, KC0ITF, K1GGS. Okay, good comments. I don't know which book it is in, but I think I remember seeing the emission designator in one of the ASU instruction manuals for the equipment. I can't get my claws on them right now, but if you check the instruction books, I think in the specifications it'll give you that. Somewhere I saw it there anyway, so that might help you out a little bit. Okay, does anybody else have any questions for the net K1GGS?
This is WAAKIM. I don't really have a question, but I was going to make a comment about how some people are hearing the digital noise, such as me, and other people are hearing the audio correct, and it didn't always matter whether you're digital or analog, because Rusty, you heard it, the digital noise, and I heard it, both analog and digital. I was wondering, when I use my connection to the repeater here, I have it, the transmit audio out set to 96 instead of the 16, which is HRI's default. Don't know if that's a contributing factor to it or not. Just, I thought I'd throw that observation out. But now, since Chris went analog, of course I hear him fine. And I fired up my digital node, but that's when my internet and all the questions were choppy. I used up too much bandwidth, so I had to shut down my digital node. And now I hear everybody fine again. My internet's not the best. So anyway, just I throw that comment out. Anybody else, if they've noticed the same thing, I wonder if that's an issue. The transmit audio out being 96 versus 12. Mine's at 96, and didn't know if that was what was causing the main problem. Back to net. WAAKIM.
Yeah, WAKMK1GGS.
I think we determined a couple of weeks ago that that was the issue. I had mine set on 1200, and I shifted up to 96, and I think I heard half of the transmission from Chris okay, or 9600, but then he went to analog, so it was immaterial, and then next time I transmitted, someone said they couldn't hear me anymore, so I went back to 1200 and transmit and receive, actually. So, I think that may be part of the problem. Someone else suggested it might be the version of the firmware you have in the wireless Xbox that's causing an issue also, so that's just a uneducated guess.
Okay, well, thank you. Maybe I'll do some testing later on. Back to net. WAAKIM.
Okay, Ken. Anybody else have any questions or anything for the net? K1GGS. Okay, not hearing anything. We'll go ahead and close the net for the evening. Thank you all for coming aboard. We have a pretty good crowd tonight, and I think if Chris shows up here once in a while, we'll probably get some more. So once again, thank you for coming aboard. And for those of you up in Vancouver, I hope the shaking has stopped. And we'll catch you guys later. K1GGS is clear.
K7DR, everybody have a good weekend.
K7DR,
Rock Springs.
Speaking your HRI mocks directly to the repeater, and that's why you're playing with the baud rates on it, or are you talking on the 400 mobile or 100 mobiles?
This is K1GGS. Yeah, I'm using a 2D to access my wires Xbox, and I changed the HRI 200 from 12 to 96 to hear see if I could hear Chris, and of course he went analog at that point, so I don't know if I've made any difference or not, but I'm back at 1200 now.
Yeah, the only time I've seen anybody have to play with the baud rate is if you're connecting it directly to the repeater in analog versus digital. In analog mode, I suspect that 9600 baud is needed because you're shoving in wider bandwidth into it. And you're coming out at 1200, but I don't know. I'm not hooking wires Xbox to the repeater. There's been too many ping-ponging and that kind of stuff going on that I just run it as the node radio. But I've not had to ever change any of the defaults. I followed all the defaults in the ASU installation instructions. I run it at 1200. I keep the HRI set up the way it's supposed to be, and I run it in HRI 200 mode. And I've never had any trouble hearing any user, analog or digital. I run it that way, and it works fine. I'm running the latest version of the software and the latest firmware on all the radios as well, so it certainly could be a factor for the guys that aren't updating their firmware and their radios. I'm not saying that's the case, but it's a possibility that there's an issue there as well. Chris's comment was that the node he was on was actually older version of wire software, so it may have been 1.06, and I think we're on 1.08 or something like that, so that could be a possibility. He had some older software as well. But, yeah, I've never had to change my settings. I'm always running at the default. It's worked right out of the box. And I put multiple of these nodes together, and I've not seen any one of them have any issues with that, with, you know, following the default settings. Same thing goes with the audio settings, right out of the box. I've tested multiple radios on a service monitor, and every single one of them is right in spec with the default audio settings. But there's guys on the American Link room that are playing with their audio all over the place. It's loud, it's low, it's loud, it's low, and I've not seen any problem with the audio, including on the FT2D. So just my observations here. Let me see the GLD.
Yeah, number two, GLD, K1GGS. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I've always had mine at the defaults and latest of everything, so it's usually just one or two stations ahead, but I don't know why that was happening today. Maybe because, like you said, Chris had old firmware on the radio, on the Wires Xbox, but now we'll see if it happens again. Maybe we can track it down. Thank you very much for the comments, K1GGS.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
W2GLD, this is W-A-8-K-I-M. I'm only running the version 1.06 WiresX software. Also, I didn't realize there was a newer software. If there is one, I checked maybe a month or two ago, but I haven't really checked since then. So that definitely could have been a contributing factor. You may be right on that. The radio firmware is irrelevant in my situation because I have the HRI hardwired via analog, of course, to my controller. So therefore, radio is kind of out of the picture. So the radio firmware, at least in my situation, wouldn't be the cause. But the software might be. I didn't realize there's a newer version of the software out. So I'll have to take a look at that. Thanks for your comment, W-A-8-K-I-M.
Yeah, Kim, I don't know if there's newer software. I'm running whatever version is on the ASU's website. I think if either 1.06 or 1.08, don't quote me on the version, it's probably 1.06. They haven't released any software in quite some time, but that's what I'm running. The other thing I've noticed in the AmericaLink room is some folks that are running the LIVA PCs, and not just for this mode, but for other modes that I experiment with as well. The LIVA PCs, while they're cheap and effective PCs, are not, quite frankly, the greatest PCs in the world to use. I know you've experienced some weird issues with yours, but there's a lot of guys that end up having problems with them. Probably not the best platform. The wider software requires a little more robust hardware. If you're looking for a small embedded node, the Intel Milk is probably a good platform to look at there, or some type of Mini 8 IPX Intel Atom processor setup. But I don't know if that plays any role in it, but some of the people that I've heard with really, really bad sounding audio or really low audio in the digital mode, most of those guys have been running a LIVA PCs, and could be something with that, who knows. But there's other things that are in there too. I mean, you know, people not keeping up to date with their Windows updates, you know, there's channel drivers, I mean, there's just a million things it could be. So hopefully we'll get it all shaked out here. But yeah, don't quote me on the wire software. Whatever ASU has on their site, that's what I'm running here. It's either 1.06 or 1.08. W8KIM, W2GLD.
It's WAAKAM. Okay, yeah, well, I probably do have the latest firmware. Yeah, I was running, I was called Leva, but the Leva PC. I was running it for a while, and I ran into issues. I don't blame it on the Leva itself. It's after a Windows update. I forgot to tell it not to run updates, and I just couldn't get to work after that, even with Windows 10 reinstalling everything. So, well, maybe there's something with the Leva then, as you're saying. So I'm running on just an Atom laptop I have with 2 gig of RAM, and just I paid $100 for this thing. Actually, I paid less than $100 for this laptop. So that's why I switched over to that a week ago, and everything was working fine until my serial port adapter fried on me. So now I got a new one of those. But so far, this laptop, this old Atom laptop, Asus one, or new, it's a new one, but Asus laptop has run flawless for me. My father's been running the Leva on his repeater. He's never had any issues I've had. He's been running it for since the beginning of the year. So I guess it may be hit or miss. Another factor I have is I power all my stuff off my solar, which the battery voltage on the batteries ranges from anywhere from 11.5 volts to 14.8. So I got it on an 80 amp battery booster to keep everything at 14.8 volts. Maybe I'm just kind of putting a little bit extra voltage into my equipment that I don't like. But if I go less, when my solar is charging, it's going to bump my voltage up anyway. So it's more of an experiment. Worst to worst, I'll throw it on the power supply and ditch the solar battery part of it. And so far, so good. Anyway, so thanks for the comment there. WAAKAM clear, but monitoring.
Okay, Kim, very good. Yeah, thanks for jumping in there. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like I said, I've not used the Leva PCs myself, but I've read some articles on them, and I've seen some other folks using them in other platforms, other modes that are out there for amateur radio, and you know, they work for certain things, but they turn out to be very reliable. They're not the best hardware that's out there. On mine, I bought a, for the entire repeater rack, I have a Dell Optiplex 760. It's the small form factor desktop. I put a Samsung solid-state drive in it. I've got 8 gigs of RAM in it, but that's the repeater controller. I've basically got the terminal program in it for programming the controller. I've got the stuff for the weather station in there. I have all the resources that are running on that same box, and then I've got remote access capabilities to it, so I just share the one box for everything. It's an Intel Core 2 Duo with 8 gigs of RAM and a solid-state drive. It's running Windows 10. Seems to be pretty solid. Haven't had any major issues with it. And I don't know. I look at the minimum specs that Yaesu has listed for wires, and I think that's that key is to stay as close to those minimum specs as you can, or above. I mean, the more is better. I do know that the application is really slow loading because it's got to load all of those nodes every time it comes up. It seems crazy. I mean, I even installed their application on a. An Intel i7 box that I have. It's a super, super fast box. It's still, there's no difference in the load time between there and the other box I'm using. So it's definitely a sluggishness in the software. But maybe we'll get that worked out here in November. We'll see what the update brings. Anyway, we'll say 734. I did connect on the EchoLink side on the local repeater here, but for some reason that link dropped. Probably because your internet went down or something. But that kicked out about 5 minutes into the net. WAKIMW2GLD. We'll say 7-3 for now, and let somebody else jump in here. Go back to monitoring mode.
WAKIM. Okay, yeah, the EchoLink, yeah, no, it's a drop. I thought you just were dropping on your own. No, I had other people stay connected, so yeah, you probably just timed out in your setup there or something. That's just thought I'd let you know the information. WAKIM, also monitoring.
This is KV9LZ with a question.
WAKIM, go ahead and ask. I think there's still plenty of people listening, so go ahead with your question.
Okay, I'm trying to, I'm new to this YSM thing. And I hear people talking about PCs and stuff like that. Are you guys running the Wires X connection kit to HRI 200, or are you running some other alternative, such as, let's just say, an All-Star Link Wires X equivalent deal?
WAKIM is everybody's running the HRI 200 box hooked up to their PC. So you have your laptop to the HRI 200 box. That HRI 200, though, has to hook up to a radio or a repeater. And then that becomes, in D-Star comparison, you know, becomes like a little hot spot. Then you talk to another radio. So they're all running Windows computers with that HRI 200 hooked up. There is some other things in development that will allow interconnecting, but still to connect to the actual WiresX network, as far as I know anyway, you still have to have one of the Yaesu HRI 200 boxes with your Windows computer running WiresX. The other adapters and things to talk about are more for linking different sets together, different repeaters together, and for the different mode, you know, digital and all that. That's still kind of in the works. I mean, it hasn't been perfect. Things are still kind of in a beta phase, I would say. But even still, it still requires the actual HRI 200 to be connected to your computer to actually access the WiresX network.
WA8KIM repeater.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to read about it here, and I assume the WiresX was its own box. It does not require a computer, maybe for initial setup or something. But after that, it could be headless, so to speak. Cool. Well, good deal. I appreciate that. Thank you. This is KB9LSV.
Okay, KB9 station. It does require a computer. The WiresX does not work without the computer. You have to have that full time. And, of course, it requires internet connection. It can be, you know, hotspots if you use VPN setups or, you know, some other way of port forwarding, you know, for the multiple ports it needs. But, you know, it definitely requires a computer at all times. That computer can multitask. On my computer, I have 3 sound cards. I have EchoLink running. I have 3 serial port adapters to can run my repeater, the controller, my EchoLink box. So, I mean, you can multitask that computer, but it still does require a computer.
Fair enough. Interesting. Evidently, there's a lot for me to learn the differences here. Okay. I have no idea what EchoLink node this is. This repeater is using. It automatically connects. So I'm going to jump off and sign with you. But like I said, mucho gracias the information. Thank you. Talk to you later. This is KB9LFZ.
All right, I'm guessing you already know, Bob, but if you don't, you can go to Yahoo Groups on the Internet and look up Yaesu System Fusion. That's pretty much where 90% of all the talk and information travels. You can get overwhelmed with the information, but it's worth reading. That's where pretty much most of us get information. That's where Rusty started this net from on the Internet here. So you're probably aware of it. It's how you found the net, unless you just haven't been listening to your repeater there. But go to Yahoo Groups, just type in Yaesu System Fusion, and you'll find the largest group there. And there's a very good wealth of information there. But you can also email me, too, if you want, or email any of us. You just go to my website, whiskeyalpha8kiloindiamike.com, W-A-8-K-I-M.com, and it'll have links to all these other things I'm telling you about if you have trouble finding it. But, you know, Google's your friend.
Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater. WA8KIM. XX. WA8KIM repeater.